on WGLT Normal, Illinois. Welcome to another Radio Muncie. Frankie Cap Juggernaut. Frankie is just a great drummer and has put together a great band, which he kept intact for quite a few years in the Los Angeles area. Carl Saunders and Conte Condoli trading riffs on a thing that Sammy Nestico wrote called The Heat's On. Well, we're not going to add to it. Well, we may have a little hot jazz here this evening. We're not still going to add to it much because it's still 83 degrees here in Bloomington Normal and just a great night here in Illinois. I'm broadcasting from the campus, the once again alive Illinois State University campus. I just can't find the words to describe it, but I mean it's a happening place here this evening. The students have been moving back in to their housing really all week, but primarily yesterday and today. The moms and dads have said their goodbyes. They're on their way back home now, thinking, did I raise a kid that could make it at Illinois State University? I think I did. I hope they have a satisfied smile on their faces. We'll take good care of those young adults as they live in Bloomington Normal, hopefully for many years to come. We're going to just enjoy ourselves for the next couple of hours, playing a little of this and a little of that. You ready? You ready for the party?
A barbecue, Sam wants to boil ham, Grace votes for bouillabaisse stew, Jake wants a weenie baked steak and a layer cake, he'll get a tummy ache too. We'll rent a tent or a teepee, let the town crier cry, and if it's RSVP, this is what I'll reply. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell 'em I'll be there. In the cool, better save a chair when the party's getting the glow on. Singing fills the air. In the shank of the night when the doings are right, you can tell 'em I'll be there. Said the bumblebee, let's have a jubilee. When said the prairie hen, soon. Sure, said the dinosaur. Where said the grizzly bear? Under the light of the moon. How about you, brother jackass? Everyone gaily cried. You coming to the fracas? Over his specs he sighed. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell 'em I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, slick 'em on my hair. When the party's getting the glow on, singing fills the air. If I ain't in the clink and there's something to drink, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If I can find the right sock by 11 o'clock, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If you need a new face or a tenor or bass, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If I can climb out of bed, put a hat on my head, you can tell 'em I'll be there.
That has to be a Johnny Mercer lyric, doesn't it? Sure enough is. Hoagy Carmichael composed that song in the cool, cool, cool of the evening. Well, I'm not sure if that's when he composed it, in the cool of the evening. May have been in the heat of the day. But he asked Johnny Mercer to write some lyrics, and Johnny did. And Dean Martin, among others, recorded it. That's Dino with Dick Stabile's band here on GLT. With the temperature at 83 degrees, you may be stretching it a little bit to say right now we're in the cool of the evening. Still a little warm out there. So maybe I could get you a nice drink here this evening. How about it?
Something cool. I'd like to order something cool. It's so warm here in town, and the heat gets me down. Yes, I'd like something cool. My, it's nice to simply sit and rest a while. Now I know it's a shame I can't think of your name. I remember your smile. I don't ordinarily drink with strangers. I most usually drink alone. But you were so awfully nice to ask me, and I'm so terribly far from home. I must admit it's very old, but it's simple and neat. It's just right for the heat. Save my furs for the cold. A cigarette. It might be fun with something cool. I bet you couldn't imagine that I one time had a house with so many rooms I couldn't count them all. I'll bet you couldn't imagine I had 15 different beaux who would beg and beg to take me to the ball. And I bet you couldn't picture me the time I went to Paris in the fall. And who would think the man I loved was quite so handsome, quite so tall? It's just a memory I had, one I almost forgot, 'cause the weather's so hot and I'm feeling so bad. About a date, oh wait, I'm such a fool. He's just a guy who stopped to buy me something cool.
That's June Christie. That was from her debut album, called Something Cool. And it was Pete Rugolo who arranged it and led a bunch of Kenton alums backing that great 1953 album. On Radio Munson, here on GLT. The Little Rock Getaway, that was Bob Crosby's band. First recorded in 1937. It was just a couple of years after, who was the pianist? Joe Sullivan, who had written that song, Little Rock Getaway. And Bob Zirke was Bob Crosby's pianist at the time and featured on that original recording. We're going to listen to some more stuff from Bob Crosby's Bobcats here before 9 o'clock rolls around on Radio Munson. Here's Michael Bublé.
Maybe I'm right, and maybe I'm wrong. Well, maybe I'm weak, and maybe I'm strong. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Now maybe I win, and maybe I lose. Well, maybe I'm in for crying the blues. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. Fine at the start, then left with a heart that is breaking. Maybe I live a life of regret, and maybe I'll give so much more than I get. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you. So much more than I get, but nevertheless, I'm in love with you.
Michael Bublé with the Papini Sisters here on Radio Munson, whiling away Thursday night. I'm glad you're along. Let's do something from Keeley Smith here.
There will be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another? They won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yeah, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true? If there'll never, ever be another.
Support for GLT comes from the Garlic Press, where friends meet friends for lunch at the Market Cafe, or shopping for a special gift, the perfect card, or a needed kitchen tool. Celebrating 40 years, the Garlic Press is proud to be a community destination. This is GLT.
Bluebird Society Orchestra, and you haven't heard of them? These guys are all grads of Vince Giordano's Nighthawks, another band that likes to do stuff from the Roaring Twenties and the 1930s. The Bluebird Society Orchestra. They only did one album together, but they're all ace musicians from New York City. And we heard Randy Sankey playing trumpet, and Joe Hellaney on trombone, and who? Ken Poplowski on clarinet, and it was Howard Alden, great guitarist, who was playing the banjo. Well, they had a lot of fun doing that album. After You've Gone, the old War Horse, much recorded. It was introduced by Sophie Tucker in vaudeville, and then Al Jolson introduced it at the Winter Garden in New York City. And umpteen other people have recorded it since then. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. My email address is don@wglt.org. I'm glad you're listening this morning, or this evening. Morning, evening? I'm indoors. What do I know? Here's Mel Torme.
Ooh, and sentimental. My dreams are blue dreams. Just won't come true dreams I find. Blue and sentimental. I can't forget you. My heart won't let you out of my mind. It rains all the time since you said goodbye. The skies and my eyes and my heart all cry. Blue and sentimental, if you don't want me, why do you haunt me and keep me feeling blue and sentimental? All the time since you said goodbye, the skies in my eyes and my heart all cry. Blue and sentimental, if you don't want me, why do you haunt me and keep me feeling?
Mel Torme was in New York City at the time he recorded tribute albums to Count Basie and Duke Ellington. That was a Basie song, Blue and Sentimental. And Johnny Mandel was the guy who did the arrangements for the guy they called, well, he didn't call himself this, but everybody else called him the Velvet Fog. He preferred, referring to his voice as the Velvet Frog. Here's the thing that Johnny Mercer did with Joe Stafford and the Pied Pipers, a song Johnny wrote.
Candy, I call my sugar candy,
because I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me.
She understands me.
candy's always handy.
When I need sympathy,
I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her.
She has taken my complete heart,
got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart Candy.
It's gonna be just dandy
the day I take my Candy and make her mine, all mine.
Johnny Mercer and Joe Stafford and the Pied Pipers here on Radio Munson. You know we love the big band era, the time when jazz became swing. And, you know, it didn't last that long. That era didn't last all that long, maybe 1935. Well, certainly 1935. And they were breaking up the big bands a decade later, 1945. The economics were just not good for paying all the members of a 18-piece band and all of the people that had to go along with them. And, some of the bands survived. There are big bands out there today still playing great, innovative music. But 1935 is really when it all began. It's not that there wasn't great jazz in America before then, because there was a lot of hot jazz through the 20s and some bands into the 1930s. But they always say that Benny Goodman's the guy that turned the tide toward what we now know as swing in 1935. He had a long stay at the Palomar Ballroom in Los Angeles. And while he was there, he got the people out on the floor and dancing to some of the arrangements that he played with his band. Benny then moved the band to Chicago, his hometown, and they were ensconced in the Congress Hotel, entertaining folks. The engagement was stretched some more. It lasted 6 months eventually. And Benny and the band sort of made themselves feel at home in Chicago. While they were there during that 6 months, Benny and the band recorded a great version of a song, If I Could Be With You, 1 Hour Tonight.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman, 1935. If I could be with you just 1 hour tonight. I'm shooting for 2 hours, actually, if you don't mind. Here on Radio Munson, here's Robin McCall.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter where you are, I think of you night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In a roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day, day and night. Under the hide of me, there's always such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And this torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love.
GLT comes from the Community Cancer Center, 407 East Vernon, in Normal, working to expand services to patients, families, and caregivers in a new building of hope. Learn about the expansion and how you can help at cancercenter.org. This is GLT.
On the next morning edition, Cuba gets a U.S. embassy, plus the story of a convict who taught himself how to invest and plays the market from his cell.
I'm in prison, but I'm on just the same playing field as Warren Buffett. I can pick the exact same companies. I can't buy as many shares, but technically we're just the same.
I'm Renee Montaigne, a financial phenom in San Quentin, on the next Morning Edition.
I'm John Norton. Join me for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 on GLT, News and Ideas.
That's Don Mopsik playing bass and Howard Elkins on guitar here this evening. And John Sheridan is a guy on piano. And Bob Wilbur plays soprano sax and Alan Bechet on clarinet. Meet me tonight in Dreamland.
Meet
Let's hear it for Bob Wilber on soprano saxophone and Alan Bechet on clarinet and John Sheridan on piano, and a good rhythm section from the landing down there along the Riverwalk in San Antonio. Don't you like and meet me tonight in Dreamland? A little early for that, but remember that a little bit later, if you don't mind. I thought we'd go into a couple of the clubs here tonight. You know, there was a glorious period between Rudy Valley on the early end and the Beatles, sort of on the late end, which was sort of a golden age in a lot of different ways. The writers were extraordinary. The big bands were greatly disciplined organizations. And along with them were what we at one time called lounge singers. Not lounge acts, but lounge singers. They were different from saloon singers also, mostly in the way they accompanied themselves on piano. And very often they just worked alone. Cabaret performers who performed sort of a second leg of the triangle were much different. They often put together a whole program of music that told a story, and usually they'd talk to the audience about the songs as they performed them. The lounge singers sang all types of popular music, and one could not estimate how many there were of these species in the world at their peak. They worked in cocktail lounges, and if you were of a mind to do it, you could sit there at the bar and nurse a 50-cent bottle of beer for most of the evening without batting an eye or feeling a bit intimidated. There were dozens of them in every city, and at least one or two in all the small towns. I am thinking about Bloomington Normal in those days, and I think of Lyle Smith, who played the piano and sang and was a good one. Barney Wonderly, who would burst into song, usually in his own dive. Well, he'd call it a dive, but of course they weren't. He, in his later years, ran Barney's Caboose on the west side of Bloomington. Harold Smith was another guy, played piano, and occasionally he'd burst into song, but mostly play the piano. And in more recent times, I think of my old friend, the late Dick Benson, who was just a wonderful musician. And he could just sit in a lounge and play piano, occasionally sing a song. They were good ones. Two of the very best at that bygone time were a couple of guys whose music I'm going to play. The first one is Matt Dennis, who was a composer, lyricist, was Tom Adair for most of his songs. Matt Dennis would write the music, and they teamed up to write Everything Happens to Me, The Night We Called It a Day, and Let's Get Away from It All. Great song. And he later worked as a lounge pianist, singer. He worked in network radio back when network radio was a big deal, and was recognized as a pretty good jazz guy. His 1953 composition, Angel Eyes, is a much-performed standard still today. But Matt Dennis was most at home in front of just a few people at that piano bar. Here he is, singing a song he wrote.
Let's take a boat to Bermuda, plane to St. Paul. Let's take a kayak to Quincy or Nyack. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a trip in a trailer, no need to come back at all. Let's take a powder to Boston for chowder. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel round from town to town. We'll visit every state. I repeat, I love you, sweet, in all the 48. Off again to Niagara. This time we'll look at the falls. Let's leave our hut, dear. Get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. Quiet like home, a charming thought and pure. But until the world we roam, how can we be sure? Off again to Niagara, this time we'll look at the falls. Let's leave our hut, dear, get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away, let's get away. Honey, let's get away from it all.
Matt Dennis, yeah. Here, let me have that check. I'll pick up the check. Because we're going to go into the bar next door, the lounge. They wouldn't like us to call it a bar. And listen to Bobby Troup. Here are two of the best in that bygone time of lounge singers, Matt Dennis and Bobby Troup. Both of them worked in Los Angeles. Both of them made a few recordings, but they never caught on in a big way. Although they each had successes in their own right as composers, and in the case of Bobby Troup, as an actor. They and others like them didn't inspire a cover charge, no music charge, no minimum. They were there courtesy of the management. And in that simpler time, nobody thought anything about it. It never occurred to us that it was an era that would someday pass away. Bobby Troup wrote some great things. Here he is doing one of his songs.
If you ever plan to mow the west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City, looks mighty pretty, you'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino, won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Bobby Troup, following Matt Dennis, lounge singers, yeah. Well, we have to pay a little cover charge here, or a two-drink minimum at least, if we go into the Casbah Lounge at the Sahara Hotel in Los Angeles, circa 1960 or so. That's Louis Prima, the old-time band leader, on the stage with Sam Butera and his band, and
embrace me,
Keeley Smith.
My sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you.
Baby, just one look at you, my heart goes teepsy in me.
You and you alone bring out the jeepsy in me.
Oh, 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 oh. I love all those many charms about you.
Above all, about
come and get your baby too.
Call from the point.
My sweet embraceable.
You think mine's made out of lasagna?
I got it bad, and that ain't good.
Ooh. And when the weekend's over, baby, and Monday rolls around,
my man and I, we gin some and pray some.
And Keeley Smith, yeah, at the Sahara Hotel in Las Vegas. Here on Radio Munson. Well, we'll let the piano players close out our little club set here this evening. That's Ralph Sutton at the left side of the keyboard, and John Sheridan there at the right side of the keyboard. Fine and dandy.